yes, we're gonna go in there and we're gonna free you guys. We're gonna free you Iraqi people. We're the guys to do it. Don't worry. We're American. We'll take care of you. But it's you bullshit. Us. It's fucking you bullshit.
If I have something more. They shop and do in the yard is in as happening to the in no no
yeah it's Chaser.
Ama kaynı geldi. Euro da kaldı. Euro 7 Murat. Kankası full dert Euro. 7 Murat. Kankası full dert Euro.
Proper information of what
ona geçmez mi?
If they are not not so to buy not only if I want to know proper information they are not so easy to find if I want to know something more of what has happened in the world I have to buy not only one newspaper but I have to buy more and at the end I really don't know if I get the information that I wanted if my question has been answered or not.
Und ist besser. Und ist besser. Und dann geht's besser. 500 Euro. 500 Euro. Nee. Ist besser. Nee. Geld ist besser.
For years and years before September 11th, they've known each other, their families have known each other. So to me, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it all just it's a little too it gets a little too connected, if you know what I mean. You know, it's like, oh wait a second, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. You need us to look like shit, and so we'll do something so that you can come in here and do your thing. I just feel like there's something like they're connected in some way.
Oder wie auch immer. Schilland ist so weit vermischt, dass es irgendwann nur noch weiß ist. Aber das ist nicht so weit vermischt.
They've definitely come together and talked.
Mental sich, sich zusammenschließt.
Die USA.
Kriegen das alles Politik, das alles ist Geld. Kriegen das alles Politik. Nicht anderes. Menschen, die sagen, alle lieben, aber. Ja, interessiert sich der irakische Iran. Iran. Die Armee. Armee 12.000 Kilometer durch. Die Armee 12.000 Kilometer durch weit. Bu şaş gezer. Scheiße, aber das machen andere, das ist schon damit weg. Ja, das sagt nur, Busch ist auch weg, was machen weg, ja. Das machen alleine. Fragt das viele Öl. Die sagen, das Busch verkaufen. Das große Geld geben das Saddam, das Busch. Aber das Busch ist scheiße gemacht, alle. Jetzt ist Ende, aber das muss ich gute Geld kriegen.
Russia was sponsoring Syria and Lebanon with weapons against us, and the US was giving us weapons to find against them. So basically, if you look at it from a very zoomed out point of view, we were fighting the Cold War in the Middle East.
We were thinking
that we were doing something for ourselves. We were protecting our boundaries and our land and all these nice, wonderful, patriotic things. But basically, none of us really know a lot of what's going on. And for that reason, we can't really assume anything. That's why I guess most people just rather, sink into this nice, warm, unconscious state that you get so pissed off. You get pissed off by the way people act and react to you pointing out questions, for instance, like, what do you think about that and that and that? What do you think about American policy? What do you think about the war? What do you think about the situation? And people, because once they get to think about it just a bit, and they realize that they can't really come to any established conclusion, they just give up.
Even though they make a war far away from here, also in our safe and sound Europe, we have problems because of that.
We are in the dark. We're scared because it just happened overnight. It happened so quickly. Then all of a sudden Bush is like, okay, we're going to war. And then all of a sudden everybody's going to war. And even though there are protests and things happening, everything just took its course. We're just in such a state of confusion right now, I think. The Americans, I think. I've listened to so many listeners, and they all say this pretty much the same thing, which is, I didn't realize it would happen so quickly. It happened so quickly, and now I'm not so sure that it's the right thing. I ended up at first saying, yeah, we should probably do something and fix something over there in Iraq. Like, a lot of people aren't even fucking sure what they're talking about, but then they're like, oh my god, I didn't realize that it would happen so quickly and with such swift force. And for what reason? A lot of people started realizing, god, we're killing these people for no reason at all.
I'm very concerned about, this WOT. WTO, because it's like a new world government. Except nobody knows who it is and where it is. And no one realizes that this is a whole new setup of rules being imposed. And there's nothing anyone can do about it. There are no more governments. Governments are a joke, but this is even worse. Because no one even knows who they are. They are invisible. And everybody will just go to wake up one day and will find this whole new government. And basically, it's going to be the end of security, health. No one will have any power about nothing anymore. If these people hit their way, they don't care about healthy food. They don't care about healthy people. They just care about money. Money and power. Power. I'm afraid that the US is about to enter
proper information,
new dark ages, where
if I want to know something more,
only a small handful of rich people will be able to do anything. Will have resources. Everybody else will just going to be to worry about.
Egal ob Schwarz, Asiate, Deutscher, Ire, Russe, das ist egal, oder Pole.
And a job.
Das ist so meine Utopie, eigentlich.
Vater dich auch gleich hier. 91 machen alle kaputt. Jetzt ist so nicht gemacht, der kleine Busch.
It's just a handful of people.
Viel Geld, viel großer Mann.
Just doch, a handful doch. Of people
Geld, are getting braver. Politik.
And they are more aggressive. Is taking as much as they can. And only few people seem to. To care. In the United States, these people have great power. And how did they do this? Why do people not try to stop them? No one seems to care. And I'm starting to think that the only solution to get to this is to get out of here, to leave America and move somewhere civilized. it's going to be harder and harder to live a life here, here in the United States. Everything they said about Iraq turns out to be untrue. Under pressure, the idea that we don't find completely and totally forced. Europe, transmission to another planet, plus search of this, that there is life on Mars. International around the globe. In the early hours of these, money is above a bros. A country's opposition leader to world arrest, percent of hours of children organizing illegal demonstrations, which call for a weekend demonstration in the Zimbabwe. Millions going to the them. Responded to the quality shocks. Factories closed. Also large demonstrations and content prediction. This week could prove to be a showdown between the government and the Phillips.
They are not so easy to find. Or if I want to know something more of what is happening in the world, I have to buy not only one newspaper, but I have to buy more. And at the end, I really don't know if I get the information that I wanted, if my question has been answered or not.
Alle diese Geldpolitik, die machen alle kaputt. Jetzt ist so, doch. Alle diese Geld, alles ist doch. Viel Geld, viel. Warte, der kleine Busch. Ihre Polen. Das ist. Dalet ist Gerät, Dalet ist Pult. Schwarz. Deutscher, Ire. Glaub. Asiat. Deutscher, Ire. Geld für den großen Mann. Das kleine Buch. Dalet ist Gerät.
Do you know that in Israeli schools we are being taught Arab, the Arab language, and we are being taught about the beauty of Arab culture and Arab history? And in Palestinian schools, throughout the Palestinian territories, little children, 5 years old, 4 years old, being taught that killing Israeli peoples, is a good thing to do. Would make them holy, yeah, and would get them to heaven.
Ja. Die haben sich so weit vermischen, dass man.
Das andere ist.
I'm not sure what's going on in the next few years, but I think that people are finally catching on through all the games. All the games being played by people in power in the US government, WTO, the G8, all these mysterious groups, people finally are trying to catch on, trying to get other sources of news, knowledge, information. They're going out to the streets because they know that things like voting don't really change anything. So people are going out there and there. They are going out to the streets and directly addressing these problems. People know that voting doesn't change anything, and that one government is pretty much the same as the other. And we just have to find another way with to live with without lying, without relying on one government.